Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there's an old story that goes around that's told many, many times about business people, and it goes something like this. The happiest day in the life of a business person is when they get into business. They are overjoyed. It's their goal. It's their dream. It's what they've wanted. And the second happiest day is when they sell their business. Now think about it, and this makes perfect sense. Even though you enjoy your business, you really are a business person, you live for it, your every moment you think about it when you're not with your family. After 20 or 30 years of doing the same thing and being successful, you may have had enough, and it may be time to sell the business. But the question is, if you sold your business today, what would it be worth? And you know the answer to most businesses? They'd be worth nothing, zero, zip, nada. And the reason for that is the business people over the years didn't build the business. Now, what's the difference? There are people who say, I am a business person, but they have a job. And their job is to run the business, to do the sales, do the marketing. They do everything, even though they have a staff of people. They haven't grown the business. They haven't put everything in place. So the question is, if you went on vacation or if you took a month off, how would your business run? Would it be able to survive? Would it do business? Would it fall apart? Your goal as the business person is to build something of value. Your goal is for the business person is to build something that is sellable. Now, you may not want to sell it. You may be in business for 20 or 30 years, and you may say to yourself, you know, I'm not going to retire. I'm going to slow down. I've got a sales manager, a general manager. I've got people in my factory running it, or I have got customer service people, or whatever you happen to need that would keep the business running. Then you have choices. But if you're going along every single day and you're just working the day and everything falls on you and everybody comes to you with all the questions that need to be answered, you have a job. You don't have a business. So our goal here is to really think about what we need to do to build a business. You know, even the big businesses all started someplace. They started small. They started with a dream and a wish, and as they grew, they added staff and appropriate staff that they paid for by selling more. And then they sold more, they made a profit, and they became bigger. They got their marketing better. So I want you to consider exactly what you want. Now, if you're perfectly happy and satisfied with where you are and you don't want to change anything, well, good for you. That's what you want, and that's perfectly fine, and that's your right. But if you want to have a sellable asset or an asset that can provide income for you for the rest of your life while you bring in a general manager, this is the time to start thinking about how to build a company, how to divide your company up into departments, how to divide your company up into tasks, how to have the proper management staff in place that runs things for you. Every person that comes into your company should be a profit center. So if you hire a sales manager, that sales manager should be a profit center. Maybe they don't manage the sales the full time. Maybe 25 or 50% of their time they sell. If you bring in a customer service person to run customer service, they are a profit center in a different way because they make you look good. They solve problems. Everybody has to have a reason for being there, and everyone needs to contribute to the overall well-being of the company. You can't run a car on three tires, right? Simple thing, a tire. I don't know, what does a tire cost today? $150 for a good one? It's nothing compared to the cost of the tire, but if you don't have the right tire, you're not going to run the car. So I want you to think about it. I want you to build for the future, not just for today. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.